What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
JL, what's happening, my guy? How you doing?
I ain't got no complaints. A long time. Where you been hiding at? Just making all the money, huh?
Man, I'm trying to be like you, man. I had to wait to get an invite to come join your show, man. You're doing big things. So, you know, I was just patiently waiting for my opportunity to shine with you.
No, anytime. I can't have you here every week. I could, but I can't do it every week. Listen,
man.
Listen. I keep up with you. And yesterday, well, 2 days ago, after the trade, you had some comments made about the Texans' standing and how good they were going to be. And you correct me if I'm wrong. You said that you have them as the second-best team in the AFC, right?
Facts.
Okay. I made a point here on air yesterday. I said, it's like a little bit of Ric Flair. To beat a man, you got to beat him. I think they're going to be one of the most competitive teams in the AFC. I think we can look at it from a talent perspective, but I said, let me see him beat the Ravens first before I want to go that far. Why do you have the Texans as number two behind the Chiefs?
Well, I'd be remiss to talk about the Texans without talking about their quarterback, C.J. Stroud. And I think it's safe to say the consensus would agree with me when you look at C.J. Stroud and how he finished the season. You know, not the entirety of the season, because remember, he missed some times because of that concussion. But how he finished the season, he finished like a top five quarterback. Right. So when you factor in his growth and what he displayed, his rookie campaign, assuming that he's going to continue to play to that level, that's one big factor, in my opinion, with them being the second best team in the AFC. And then when you factor in the head coach and D'Amico Ryan's done an unbelievable job in putting together a solid, consistent organization in 1 year, then the talent, you talked about the talent they already had in place. But the additions of a guy like Joe Mixon, the addition of a guy like Danielle Hunter, Stephon Diggs, DeNico Autry, and they still have the draft to add more talent to their roster. I mean, they're the only organization in the NFL when you look at in one offseason that added a 1,000-yard rusher, a 1,000-yard wide receiver, and a double-digit sack guy. That's the Houston Texans. So when you factor in all the quality teams not named, the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC, when you look at their roster, I believe this is a team that will be able to push the likes of a Kansas City when you factor in what they've done. I'm not saying, as you mentioned, to beat a man, you got to beat the man. Everyone is chasing Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, deserving so. But the other teams, you can throw in Baltimore. Right now, Houston, they have a better offense than Baltimore. They have a better offense than Cincinnati. They have a better offense than some of the other powers that be in the AFC when you factor in everything they've done and everything they've added. So that's why I gave that sound bit, because I really believe, granted, there's a lot of ifs with every organization in the National Football League during this time, but when you look at their quarterback play, C.J. Stroud will be a top-five quarterback coming into the league.
Brian McFadden is here with us, the JR Sport Re-Show on CBS Sports Radio. I agree with you. I feel like we agree with the concept of, yeah, he's already one of the best quarterbacks. And I would say I would also agree with you there. They have a better roster, especially in the offense, than the Ravens. We also both agree that to beat a man, you got to go out there and beat him. Now, having said that, what are the teams that have taken the largest fall off? Is it the Buffalo Bills because Diggs is now gone, or are you confident that a spread the ball around offense is going to be better for them?
I mean, as I see it right now, yes, it is Buffalo. You lose your two top wide receivers from a year ago. Gabe Davis left in free agency to Jacksonville. You just traded Stephon Diggs to another AFC foe in the Houston Texans. So when you factor that into place, yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty with the Buffalo Bills. But clearly, you know, being the GM, Brandon Bean has a plan in place, right? You have to think, you know, they may add more talent via the draft to the wide receiver position, or they may make a move, you know, maybe try to put something in place for a guy like T. Higgins. Who knows when you factor in trying to add another experienced guy to the wide receiver room. But right now, I think it's Buffalo. And it's a thin line for the Buffalo Bills because You look at having a guy like Josh Allen, all the talent they've had around him offensively and defensively, they haven't really reached the level of expectations one would think they could reach when you have that type of talent, the quarterback position in Josh Allen.
When you think about a team that has elevated, yeah, the Buffalo Bills might have taken a shot to the gut. What about a team that you played for, man, the Steelers? What could we look forward to knowing that Russell Wilson is likely going to start, but then he has that other guy, that Justin Fields dude, right over his shoulder?
Well, my thing is about Russell. I think Russell will be the starting quarterback to start the season. And how long he remains in that position is up to Russell. If he's balling, if he's playing good football, he stays the starting quarterback. And if Russell can give the Pittsburgh Steelers similar-like production he gave the Denver Broncos a year ago, Pittsburgh is a playoff-caliber team. They make the playoffs. Heck, they made the playoffs last year, JR, with me and you playing quarterback.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So now they have a guy who actually has a pulse, a consistent pulse at the quarterback position, and one would think this is a team that can surge to find a way to get into the playoffs. And once you get into the tournament, you know, anything can happen. So I'm very, very hyped about this opportunity for Russell Wilson, an opportunity to kind of get back in the good graces of football fans, even though I think he's been unfairly criticized from his play last year. Like I said, he played good football. So as long as they have that guy playing football the way that he can play football, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be okay. They're always going to be okay. The issue for Pittsburgh since Big Ben retired has having a guy at the quarterback position. They've been trying to find that guy. Hopefully Russell can give us some glimpse of what that player could be.
Former Steeler and Super Bowl champ, current CBS Sports analyst Bryant McFadden here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. There's been so much change in the league. We just talked about the Steelers and looked at the Texans. Let's go out west. We got a Harbaugh in Los Angeles, and we already see some of the offensive weapons are gone for Justin Herbert. Austin Eckler is out east with Washington. We see Mike is now with the New York Jets. How long is it going to take for things to get going with the Chargers?
Man, it's going to take a year or so. I mean, the turnover for the offense, don't forget about Gerald Everett. He's no longer there as well. So this year, Justin Herbert will have three new pass catchers when you compare to when you factor in the guys he left that left the Chargers. But I don't think the fans have any patience there. You know, it's similar to what I talked about with Josh Allen. When you have that type of talent at the quarterback position, you're expected to win. They're expecting you to win. It's going to be hard for the Chargers, based on how I see their team assembled right now, JR, to be a consistent winning team in the NFL, better yet in the NFC West, based on the turnover in personnel for their team. So I think it's going to be a foundational year for the Chargers with Coach Harbaugh kind of building his foundation. And this is going to be an emotional year, I think, for Charger fans, because I don't see them doing a lot when you factor in the turnover on the personnel side with the roster.
Now, Brian, I don't want you to get in trouble with me, okay? So feel free to sidestep this. The Chargers got fans in L.A. They're not just all down in San Diego. I mean, I didn't know that their fans even care. I thought they just are here.
I mean, one thing about the NFL fan base, regardless if you're cheering for an organization like the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Raiders or the 49ers or the Packers, the Chargers, they want to see wins. You know what I mean? They want to see wins, and that's what makes the game of football, the NFL, such an entertaining sport. You know, when you talk about the fan base, and I mean, being in San Diego and now being in L.A., then the fan base is not the same as it once was in San Diego when it used to play in Jack Murphy Stadium. But playing in SoFi, they still want to see a winning team when you have a guy like Justin Herbert, who's an exceptionally talented, gifted guy at the quarterback position. I just don't see a lot of wins coming from the Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers, this year.
And Bryant McFadden here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. Let's talk about the NFC. What team has gone up the elevator and what team is going down so far this offseason?
I'll answer the latter first. I'll say the Dallas Cowboys. Not doing anything active in free agency. And the reason why it was such a big story, JR, is because the owner, Jerry Jones, said they were going to be all in this offseason. We all heard it. Right, he gave us that free information, and they've been extremely quiet so far this offseason. And every other team and their division got better when you look at what they've done in free agency. So I'll say the Cowboys, when you talk about, it seems like they've taken a step back, because they lost more players than what they've gained. In regards to teams or a team that really took a step forward in the NFC, I'll go Atlanta. You know, I'll go Atlanta solely because of Kirk Cousins. I know Kirk Cousins is another quarterback who gets criticized a lot based on the amount of money he's earned, and some people feel like he hasn't lived up to his contract. But in 8 games a year ago, JR, before he tore his Achilles, Kirk Cousins was balling.
MVP.
And he was balling. Yeah, he was in that conversation. And the Vikings were in the playoff conversation as well. And he was doing a lot of his damage without Justin Jefferson, right? So if Kirk Cousins can get back to being the healthy Kirk Cousins that we saw a year ago, playing in Atlanta in a very, very winnable division, by the way, the NFC South, I'm sorry, they're not scaring anybody when you look at the Saints, the Panthers, and the Buccaneers, even with Baker. I mean, that's an opportunity for the Atlanta Falcons to find a way to win that division. So I like what Atlanta has done, and they still have a top 10, you know, draft first-round pick coming up as well to improve the talented team.
Brian, last question for you. We know we got a lot of the offseason left. We have to go to the draft and go to training camp. There's been a lot of talk about what Caleb Williams is going to do out in Chicago. And is he going to fit out there? What are your thoughts?
Man, I think Caleb Williams will fit nicely in Chicago. And the reason why is because anytime you have a young rookie quarterback come into a situation and there's already talent in place, that helps his development, right? So when you factor in everything that Chicago has done, you know, adding talent to the offensive side, you already had DJ Moore in place. You already had Cole Kmet in place. You bring in a guy like Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, you know, Gerald Everett, right? So when you look at the talent they've added to their offense, that's going to help a guy like Caleb Williams if he is drafted to the Chicago Bears. And for Caleb, you just got to do what you've been doing your entire career playing the quarterback position. Make the plays that are there and understand and know you don't have to do all by yourself like he used to do timely while playing at USC. So I think Caleb is going to do exceptionally well because he has a nice structure already there in place. And as I mentioned, JR, the cupboard isn't bare. They got some spices already in the cabinet. You just got to make sure he don't overcook the food.
We're going to see. Can't wait to see where a lot of these QBs end up. Hey, Brian, thank you so much for taking the time to explain yourself and talk some NFL. Always a good time, man.
And thank you for having me.
Now, before you get out of here, there's so much that you do on CBS, All Things Covered. Where can people follow you and your work, man?
Man, follow me all on social sites, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, same name, BMAC _SportsTalk. Follow me. You'll catch me on CBS Sports HQ, CBS Sports Network, Spotlight Weekly as well, getting ready for the draft, getting ready for college football, you know, giving my takes. And hopefully I have another hot take for you to come in the next few weeks after the draft, JR, for you to dissect.
Oh, I'm sure I'll see you at the draft. Hey, you do everything. You ain't stepping back out onto that field to hit nobody. Those days are over?
No question. No question. The only thing I might do on the football field, I might play a little flag here or there. But outside of that, no. I'm enjoying doing what I'm doing and enjoying talking to guys like yourself.
No doubt about it. Good chatting with you. I'll see you on down the line, okay?
Yes, sir.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.